Welcome back to the Unveiled podcast. Today's guest discovered a hidden language beneath human speech, one that reveals the truth whether you want to hear it or not. David Oates came all the way from Australia. He is the founder of Reverse Speech. It's a groundbreaking method that uncovers unconscious messages spoken backwards in everyday conversation. He's been banned, exiled, and blacklisted for it, but the truth keeps speaking. And today, it speaks through him on The Unveiled. Nice. I'm so excited to have you, David.
I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Yeah. So let's just dive right into it. I wanted to kind of talk about how we met, because it was a synchronicity. It was during 2020, during the COVID chaos, and all the conspiracies were coming out. And I came home one day, and my partner had been watching you.
He was
watching you do reversals on politicians. And right when I saw it, I go, what is that? I said, that's tapping into the subconscious mind before I even like knew what you did or anything. So it was just really cool how I met you or how I found you. And then I contacted you and I started studying under you. I took the analyst class and that was all good. But then I ended up getting pregnant. And I started to do your practitioner class as well, the full time. But then I could not hang with it because I was having all those emotional things happening that, So I wanted to start with, you know, how reverse speech changed my life. Basically. I was 38 when I got pregnant. And had been living a life of just selfish, being me, egomaniac. And I was terrified of having children, and as you know. And I came to you to do some reversal sessions to find out if I actually wanted to be a mom or not, right? And we did that work. And what came out was total opposite of what Megan thought she wanted in the mind. What came out was that I did actually wanted to be a mother. And that made my decision to do that. So that was the best decision I've ever made in my life. And I just thank you for helping me work through that.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, because I would have never became a mom without you shedding that light. So, but let's go ahead and dive into it.
Okay.
David, what is reverse speech?
Well, very simply, if you record human speech and run it backwards, quite literally in reverse, mixing amongst the gibberish every 15, 20 seconds, you can hear this very clear phrase amongst the gibberish that is what we are thinking and feeling at an unconscious level. I maintain it's another form of human communication, another human sense. Language is both forwards and backwards. A lot of people would have heard about this stuff back in the 70s and 80s with satanic messages in rock and roll. And that's how my research started, looking at it in music. And then I found it in human speech, and I knew this was a whole new ball game altogether.
How did you discover it again?
Okay, well, that's a funny story. I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and this was back in 83. And I was getting ready to go out for my birthday. It was October the 30th, which is my birthday. And
mine's the 29th.
Oh, well, there you
go. October 29th, 1983.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so I was getting ready to go out for the birthday. I had a little Walkman back in those days. We had the little portable cassette players that we I had strapped to my belt, and I was listening to music in the bathroom, boogieing around, and, and the Walkmans fell out of my belt and straight into the toilet bowl. And so I pulled the thing out. It didn't work. So I pulled it apart to dry it out, and, you know, and then when I put it back together, I put it back together wrong, and it only played backwards. And I had this Walkman that only played in reverse. And I remember I started listening to Michael Jackson and Pink Floyd backwards, and I didn't hear anything when I first started, but once I got back to Australia, I heard about backward masking and satanic messages, and I thought, oh, well, I got this Walkman that plays backwards, so let's let's have a look and see what I can find. So that's how it started. And I started finding all these messages in rock and roll at first. That's what I first looked at was music. And then when I accidentally discovered in human speech, I knew there was something very significant to this, far more than just playing records backwards.
Yeah. So how did you hear about the backwards masking? I mean, who started doing that before?
Oh, okay. Well, look, I was involved in the church back in those days. I was a youth pastor for a church, and there was a preacher traveling through, and he was preaching that rock and roll was the devil's music. And
so
you play it backwards, and someone gave me a recording of this guy's sermon, and I listened to the recording and went, oh, satanic messages, hey? Well, I got to walk when the only plays backwards. Let's go check this out. So that's how I started.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Now, I know there's a cost to the reverse speech. Like, can you kind of explain some of the challenges you've had trying to get your message out there to the world? I mean, we're talking, I want to go back to when you were living in the States and what happened exactly and how did you transfer back to Australia?
Oh, gee, that's such a long, involved story. Look, look, when I first discovered reverse speech, I was a naive young Aussie. I thought the world's going to love this, truth.
Right.
I came over to America, hey, everyone, look at what I found. And initially I had some great response. Like I was contacted by Washington, D.C. He wanted me to do lectures to the FBI and the CIA. And but I first discovered it's not a welcome truth. I was working for the Richardson Police Department in Dallas, and I'd done a murder case, and I found all the reversals. And we were sitting down in a round table in the conference room with all the police officers around the round table listening to the reversals I found. So I played the reversal on the suspect, and then I had one on the interviewing officer. And backwards it says, last week I bought snow.
Oh.
And so I played that reversal, and you could hear a pin drop in the room. It was like, oh, okay. And we sort of hurriedly ushered me out. And so I realized reverse speech not only exposes the crook, it exposes the authorities as well. It's a direct tap into the unconscious.
Kind of like a human lie detector test.
A lot more than that.
Yeah.
Well, the lie detector will tell you whether you're lying or not.
Right.
Reverse speech will tell you where the gun's hidden, who the name of your accomplice was, where the body is to be found.
I mean, exactly.
It goes into everything. It's the lie detector is outdated now.
Different layers that it hits.
Yeah. Oh, well, it hits multiple layers inside human consciousness. I mean, sometimes you'll get conscious thoughts, you know, as I'm talking to you now, I'm thinking, gee, I like this podcast. If you're about to, if you wanted to record me and play me backwards, you may hear me say that in reverse. I like this podcast.
Uh-huh.
But it can get down to some pretty unsettling things too. I mean, like if last night, well, last night I was out partying with a mate of mine. Now, if you were to record me talking about that and play that backwards, you might find out all the shenanigans I got up to.
All the truths you're holding back, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I would like to kind of dive into this now because we only have an hour, and I would like to show them some examples. Go for it. What are you going to show us first?
You know what? Why don't we start off with kids? Kids are amazing.
Yeah.
Okay? When I first discovered this in 87, I wrote my theory in 87. My wife at the time gave birth to twin daughters. And so I thought, oh, great, now I can find out. Does this begin at birth or, or do we learn it? So I started taping my kids when they got home from hospital. For the first 3 or 4 months I found nothing backwards. But here's the very first word I heard on my children backwards. Here it is forwards. And we'll play it backwards. You'll hear the gibberish. And right at the end, this very clear hello. You hear that there? Oh. We'll play it again. Hello. So isn't that clear, hey?
So we're literally speaking backwards before we speak forwards.
Language development begins in reverse before it does forwards. Now that alone is an amazing revelation that's going to rewrite thousands of textbooks. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at a whole new paradigm here with reverse speech. What I'm saying is that language is bi-level. It begins backwards, as a lot of child development does, as child psychologists will tell you. Who we really are is embedded into our speech. Yeah, let me play another one on the children. This is a funny one. This is a I have to turn the volume down for this. This is a 8-year-old girl, and she's telling some subjects she's good at school. And, oops.
Oh, she's telling. So she's telling people that she's good at something at school.
Yes.
In forward, in going forward. Okay.
And she's about to tell us something she's not good in, and she has a little sip of the tongue. So here it is, forwards.
I'm quite a good. And I'm quite good at maths and English, but
now she stutters here. She says, "But I'm not
English, but not."
And then she keeps on talking.
Science, but I don't know anything else.
And when she has that little slip of the tongue and stutter, she says backwards, "I'm not telling."
I'm not telling.
So no way she's going to tell us a subject she's not good at. Wow. And let me do a little experiment here. Let's play the whole lot backwards.
Okay.
And you'll hear how it just jumps up out of the gibberish. And this is literally how reverse speech occurs. You run the recordings in reverse, you'll get this gibberish, and then suddenly this clear phrase jumps up out of the gibberish.
Right.
So here it is.
What? You see that when you said that.
Yeah, this just jumps up out of the gibberish.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, it is.
It is so wild.
Yeah, I was back in my early days when I was finding these things. I'm going, wow, this is amazing. You know, I've been doing it for 42 years now. It's sort of second nature now. But
it's really weird because you dropped it on my birthday or on your birthday?
On my birthday.
On your birthday. October 30th. Wow. So 42 years ago year.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I just had to go back to that real quick. So do you have any more reversals like that you can show us?
Oh, I've got quite a few. Let's look at the Epstein files, okay?
Oh.
That's big in the news right now. Everyone wants the Epstein files released.
Yes, we do. Yes, for some reason.
They seem to be hiding in a secret filing cabinet somewhere and no one's letting them out.
Well, all of a sudden there weren't any Epstein files,
yes,
right? It went from we're gonna put it out to there aren't any.
After Pam Bondi saying they're on my desk, I'm looking at them right now, and then later on there's no files. Anyway, I got some great reversals. I wanna play reverse on Prince Andrew.
And yeah.
This is in his infamous BBC interview where he really messed up badly and did himself a lot of harm. So the clip I'm going to play you is Prince Andrew talking about that infamous photo with Virginia Roberts, okay?
Oh, yeah. So isn't she dead now?
Yeah, she suicided about 3-4 months ago, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people around Prince Andrew seem to suicide. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here we go.
Nobody can prove whether or not that photograph has been doctored, but I don't recollect that photograph ever being taken.
And backwards, he says, Jeff, short for Jeffrey Epstein,
mm-hmm.
Jeff had to get murdered. Look, of all the clips I played in my life and found, this is probably one of the most significant. And it's the one that I thought would go viral, and it hasn't. I don't know why. The lips match the reversal. The reversal's nice and creepy. It sounds like a murderer.
Yeah.
And it's very clear. It's very obvious Prince Andrew is confessing to having knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's murder.
So whenever people are sharing it, do you think it's being, like, flagged to where it can't?
I don't know. Look, people have been squashing my work for 42 years. I've had house fires and lawsuits and lynch mobs and death threats and chased out of America when I lived here. And
they burned your house down.
They burned my house down. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
And then you lost your son.
Yeah, my son was murdered when I got home from the United States. Who knows how that happened? I got all sorts of things. He was really into reverse speech too, my son. He'd written his own articles. He used to spend all his days listening to reversals, headphones on. He'd done radio shows. He was going to take reverse speech to the world after me, you know.
Anyway. I mean, with that much against you, I mean, your own son was taken.
Yeah.
How do you keep going with this?
You know, I've been asked that question many times because it's real, because the implications of it are so profound. It's a whole paradigm shift for society. The day of truth is here. We can now tap into the truth of our politicians, our leaders, and
ourselves.
How can I stop it? Yeah. It's so profound. I can't stop. I'm compelled to keep this going, and I will be doing it till they cart me off to the grave backwards, you know.
Yeah. So there's just this undone, like this urge in you that can't stop. Yeah.
It's so important. It's such a significant discovery.
Do you think your son kind of reminds you to keep going all the time? I mean, because he was so for it. And
I had this drive before he died. No, it didn't change my drive at all. It didn't slow me down. You know?
Right. Have you ever thought, hey, you know, I can't do this anymore?
Back in my early days, back when I first started, going, what sort of cosmic joke is this that I have to play takes backwards all my life? There was a few times in the early days I wanted to stop, but I didn't.
Did you ever like say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore, I quit, and then it was just like a couple of days pass, and you're like, I can't, I'm just back at it.
There was a couple of days like that. But no, I'm driven. It's such an important discovery. Someone has to get it out.
It's a God thing.
Definitely. Sure, no doubt.
Well, do you have like any other? I want to see the one on JFK.
JFK.
Yeah, I'm really into RFK and how he's kind of disrupting the healthcare system right now. Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got a really amazing reversal on JFK in his inaugural address, 1961, January 14th, 28th, 16th, I can't remember, January 1961. So here it is forwards.
The slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world.
Okay, this was in 1961. His assassination was in November 1963. So this clip for 1961 says head is hit in the car.
Head is hit in the car. Head is hit in the car.
Wow.
That's JFK having a premonition of his own murder because he was hit in the head with a gunshot.
Yeah, I just got chills. There's premonition reversal. So there's different types of reversals. Oh, yeah. You want to go over those?
I spent the last 40 years documenting and categorizing all the different types. There's 12 different types of reversals.
12?
12.
Holy
One, there's congruent reversals. That's where you're telling the truth. It'll say the same thing backwards in different words.
Yeah, I learned about that in the analyst.
You've got incongruent reversals where they're lying. And reversals will contradict what they're saying forwards. You've got expansive reversals that will add extra information, like I hid the gun in the cellar. Then you've got internal dialogue and external dialogue. You've got spirit talking, which I call inner voice dialogue. You've got premonitions, like I just played you with. Anyway, there's 12 different categories I've documented over the years. And I teach all of these in my training classes. So my classes are very comprehensive in terms of hearing them accurately and then interpreting them accurately.
Yeah, because you have to train the ear to it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not as easy as just putting a headset on and running a tape backwards. It's as you've probably noticed with the ones I've played so far, they have a different sort of tone to them. They've got a sing-song melodic tone.
Yeah.
And you have to train your ears to hear that.
Yeah.
So, Let me play you reversal. Let's get a little bit controversial here.
Sure.
On the chap who actually fired the fatal headshot to JFK.
Oh, yes, because they blame it on Oswald, right?
They blame it on Oswald. Oh, Oswald was a patsy. He was not the assassin.
That's what I thought.
I won't tell you the whole story behind it. I'll probably get shot. But
oh my God, I don't want you to do that, David.
No, but I've spent 3 months in a JFK session. I know exactly what happened. Who ordered it? How it went down? One of the hitmen, which is just a chap by the name of James File. He was a mafia hitman. And here he is in jail saying, "I killed JFK." And he listen to what he says forwards.
Any of those rounds hit that sign?
No. I don't know if anybody else is dead or not. As far as I know, their round never hit it. I know my round didn't hit it. I fired one shot. I was on target.
I fired one shot. I was on target. Backwards, he says, hit him with my round.
It ended my round.
Wow.
You're hearing the confession from the real killer of JFK. James Files, mafia hitman, sent in there by the mafia, who were hired by government officials. I know the names. I'm not going to say them on the air.
Right.
Ordered by some other entity who are also not going to say on the air. And that's what really happened. And you're never going to get that released. The CIA, FBI, CIA don't want this out. They're not going to ever release it.
Didn't they, release something on it recently?
Yeah, they released something, not all of them. It was a lot of it was just stuff we already know.
And they tried to act like they were giving a big reveal and yeah. Okay. Well, you got any on Trump?
Oh.
I know Trump. This is controversial here.
Yeah. Look, I've
got Biden.
Yeah, look, I've got lots on Trump. Lots and lots and lots. However, let me play let me start off by playing, I think, is a good one on Trump to start off with. Trump's got bad ones. I mean, he's human. He's good. He's bad. I don't want to get into his good reversals and bad reversals. I don't want to get into politics.
Right.
But here's one on Trump when he was running for re-election last year. So here's the forwards.
I made a nice speech, one big crowd. I said, and it's all over town. Look at all that press. Look at all of them.
And here he says backwards, serve that Lord of the Light.
Serve that Lord of the Light.
Serve that Lord of the Light.
So whatever you think of Trump and his politics, I don't want to get into that, but his heart is in the right place. When he says God and he's close to God, yes, he is. Reversals verify that.
And this was before he was elected.
This was before he was elected.
Because I have noticed now the reversals are kind of shifting.
Yeah, there has been a shift, particularly around the Epstein files. He's hiding something he doesn't want out. And what that is, I don't know. I don't have enough clips of him. See, he only talks about the Epstein files little clips of 1 or 2 minutes. I really need a good half an hour of him talking about it, and then I can find out what it is he's actually hiding. All I've got him saying right now is it's a lie when he talks his involvement in Epstein.
I feel in my gut that I don't think he was involved in it, but I feel like he's being kind of controlled by the higher ups right now a little bit.
I'd say that's probably so. Yeah, I don't have any reversals on Trump to say he was involved.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've got reversals on him saying he doesn't want the files out.
Exactly. And I'm wondering if he was influenced. We're not going to get into all that. But
I will continue researching and find an answer for one day.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Show us some more.
Oh, some more reversals.
Because we have a little bit more time than I thought.
On Trump, right?
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever I want to do.
Whatever you feel called to.
Oh, you know what I feel called to? I feel called to telling you about some of the spiritual stuff around reverse speech.
Yes.
Reverse speech is a whole lot more than just the unconscious mind talking. It gets down to spirit. and spirit talking to you. And this is from a person who was having financial troubles and he's talking to his tape player. He's quite concerned about his finances. So here's the forwards.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
And here he says backwards, you're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened. Lean on me.
And that's the spirit talking to him, saying, hey, I know you're frightened. Just lean on me. Let me carry this burden for you.
Yeah.
And you've many reversals are spirit talking to the conscious mind.
And he can't hear that himself because is it because some people can tune in, right?
Some people can.
And they can hear what's going on in the soul and the heart. I can't yet.
Depends on how congruent you are. The more congruent you are with yourself, the more you'll be open to spirit's voice and spirit's leaning. So many people can't hear it because they're not congruent. They've got one thing going on there, they've got another thing going on there, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
You cannot hear spirit unless you're in a state of congruity.
Yeah, and I just now am starting to move into a state of congruence in my reality, and I am starting to hear the guidance and following the guidance. That's why we're here today.
That's the secret.
Yeah, it is.
To be congruent.
So people that have an overactive mind, I call it like mental gymnastics going on, major distractions, 3D thinking, always stressed out. This would benefit them a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Because they can't really hear the guidance on their own.
That's right.
But if they get reverse speech sessions, then you can come back and kind of let them know their truth for them, which is incredible.
It's the first time in human history that we've actually got access to our spirit and to the unconscious. I mean, theologians and philosophers and spiritual leaders have been seeking this for millennia. Here it is. It's in reverse speech. The spirit constantly talking and speaking. And a lot of my sessions work with clients. I've got a therapeutic practice where I use reverse speech. And a lot of my clients come to me to find their spiritual path and their spiritual calling.
That's why I came, because I was so incongruent when we met. I was like a split down the middle. And it took having a baby and everything else to get me, you know, into the soul a little bit. You know, I was just a flaming ego. You say that reverse speech talks in different ways. You said that sometimes it's the unconscious.
Right.
Can you go into that a little bit for us?
Sure. Well, when reverse speech is speaking from the unconscious mind, it has a whole different language, and it speaks in metaphor and archetype. So let me play you a very simple metaphor to start off with. This is from this reversal's on me and talking to a client who had a serious nervous breakdown. And because of his serious nervous breakdown, he could no longer, he was a salesman and he could no longer sell. So we have a reversal that describes his problem in metaphor. And here it is. Reversal's on me.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've been together and you've got all full of ideas. Is this just a latest idea? Is it just all froth and babble, or do you really want to get out? And do you really
I really want to get
backwards. See the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
And again.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
Here, let me play the whole track backwards for you. You'll hear the gibberish, and then it just jumps up out of the gibberish. Here we go.
Very cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It jumps out of the gibberish. It's obvious as day.
Yeah, it is. It's
so
clear.
So what does that mean? Well, a lot of my work with reverse speech has been exploring the meaning of the metaphors.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about reverse speech is the forwards and the reverse are usually related to each other. What's been spoken about in reverse will be directly connected to the forwards. We call that the principle of complementarity. And using that principle, I've been able to go back over my old session transcript and look at the context of each of these metaphors, and you can, it gives you a meaning.
And you know this because you've worked on so many people that the metaphors are all the same.
Thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
I know this because of all my work and all my transcripts. I know that wolf is a drive, motivation. I know lake is part of a metaphor group of water, which is emotions.
Oh, yeah.
So when he says the wolf has fallen in the lake, he's drowning in his emotions of his nervous breakdown.
Oh. So his motivation's gone.
That's right.
He's drowning. That's right. Yes. Exactly right. Wow. You have a whole book on this. I read this one, the metaphor book.
Yeah. I've written a whole, that came out about 6 months ago, my book on metaphors called Reverse Speech Metaphors. You can get it on Amazon along with all 20 of my books.
As I say, you've written 20 books. Two of them are right here. But
I'm a prolific writer.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
But you haven't been picked up by any publishing company yet.
No, I have not.
Because?
Because the topic is too controversial.
Wow.
And one publisher should not be back because he said we'd never survive the lawsuits on this. We can't publish this stuff.
I don't understand. Oh, yeah.
Very frustrating, actually.
It's very frustrating. Yeah. And, I want to help get it out to the world because it's changed my life so much. But I do understand why people, I guess, go into what you call reversal reaction, right? Explain that.
Oh, reverse speech is like a sword that pierces the heart and the soul.
Yeah.
Cuts deep. And some people get very intimidated and scared, afraid of that.
It's a mirror.
I mean, you're forced to look in the mirror and see who you are. And a lot of us don't know how to do that.
No.
See that we're really a manipulative, conniving little
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you said it, not me.
No, I'll admit it all day long.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why. And well, whenever I was in your class, though, I was still living lies.
Yeah.
And I was still being the bad, the incongruent person doing all the bad things. And I was not ready to admit that to myself.
Yeah.
So I ran from you.
Yeah.
And then after, 4 years, I came back to you because now I'm actually starting to get on the path of my truth.
Yeah.
And it's just funny how you're here and we're doing this interview, a year after I started getting congruent.
Yeah. When it's meant to be, it happens.
Yeah.
So. Look, I know a lot of people are ready to confront the truth of this. And, in session work, I have to walk very carefully sometimes because I just know from experience that a person will not handle this aspect of their truth. I mean, you take a fundamentalist Christian. Session work. His reversal says, I worship Satan.
Or I've been looking at, I want porno or something,
right? Yeah.
Like they can't face that aspect of themselves. Right. And I understand why, because I've done this. And I still have some things I'm hiding.
Yeah.
We all know that. Yeah.
I'm so surprised.
I don't. Oh, and I have this podcast called The Unveiled, right? But yet I'm not unveiling fully yet. There are always things that the person holds back. And I feel like you're the most congruent human being I've ever met in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is wild. Like, I don't ever have like this. Because I'm an empath and I can feel energy, but I never have this feeling that you're not being honest, like ever.
Yeah.
And that's the first person ever that, like, you don't hold back.
Even. I've taken many, many years to get to this point. Believe me, I wasn't always like that. I had my demons too. But, but I've had reverse speech and it's helped me. It's helped me define my purpose and spirit and God. And I'm pretty congruent nowadays. My reversals are pretty good.
Well, last year, whenever I had that spiritual breakdown and I reached out to you again to do reversals, remember Jesus came through on those reversals because I had seen like this golden triangle and I was like downloading. I was going through the dark night of the soul and I was downloading a frequency that my nervous system couldn't handle. And I called you and you immediately calmed me down. It was you and another interviewee I had on here.
I really think it's the most profound part of reverse speech is the spiritual side of it. You know, I say in my lectures, it's here to bring us truth. I think this goes more to that. It's here to bring us back to God.
Oh, wow.
To show us a path to get home. We're all looking for that. Everyone's looking for that. This is the way. This is it. It'll show you who you are and your purpose, your mission, your walk in life.
And it's wild because I'm writing my first book about how to get back to the higher self by using technology in modern day times. But even with mine, the way I'm doing it, I don't want to give it all away right now. It's still kind of influenced in a way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go all the way into that.
Yeah.
With reverse speech, it's not influenced.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's much deeper work than what I'm even writing about modern day times. So, but yeah, I want to go into why language is so important because I put two and two together the other day. I was like, okay, what's first? Let there be light. Okay, well, wait a second. The word was before that because God couldn't have spoken, let there be light, right?
In the beginning was the word.
Yes, yeah. In the beginning there was a word, and the world actually creates worlds, is what I was shown.
Yes.
And our words are literally spells that we're like casting out all day, every day.
No, we create and manifest all the time. We speak into being.
Yeah.
But we don't just do it consciously. We do it unconsciously.
Right.
We are, reverse speech shows me we are constantly creating the world in which we live. And if what you want is not lining up with what you're getting, then there's an incongruity between the conscious and the unconscious.
Yes.
And it's the unconscious where the most of the creation happens.
Yes. Like 95% of your creation comes from the unconscious. So
and this gets to the next thing reverse speech is going to do.
Oh.
It's going to allow us to create consciously, to get to the stage where we can think and make it happen by getting congruent with our real self.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is what the whole podcast is kind of about, is like unveiling all the masks that we, you know, our programs that we inherited stepping into the authentic self and living that magic dream life that you were meant to live before all these programs and everything were instilled. So, I mean, so you see that being like the next thing where we're consciously creating because of reverse speech.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's the ultimate expression of it. I really want to be around where this happens because I can guide people.
I know.
Oh, God.
Well, you're how old are you now?
70.
Wow.
Well, in October, actually, October 30th.
Yeah, the day after me, yeah. I'll remember that one. I want to ask you one last question. So if you were gone tomorrow, what would be the one thing that you would want the world to take from all of the work you've done on reverse speech?
God is real and spirit guides us as we live our life. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
what I've learned.
And once we understand that we are being guided by spirit and we allow it.
Good point.
Yes. Then and only then are we moving into living the life that we were supposed to live. Wow.
As we start to tap into the divine inside of us. That's what reverse speech shows me. We are all divine. And we're creating now with the word right now.
Yeah.
Except it's happening down here.
Yeah.
Get congruent and you can make it happen up here too.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it there. Oh, my goodness, because this was an epiphany for me. Okay. All right, David. So where can we find you? Tell us.
Okay. Well, you can go to my website, reversespeech.com. My email address is there. I live in Australia. Well, I'm in America right now, obviously, traveling through. But, look, all my session work is done over the phone. So if anyone's interested in contacting me, go to my website, reversespeech.com.
Also, the classes you're offering. I know you really want people to help.
Yes, I've got another class starting January 22nd, 2026. I really need students. Oh, this field needs so many people out there. So if anyone out there is interested in this at all, please email me. We want students. We really do.
Because David can't do it all himself. No. It's a pretty big world, you know. We need a few Davids to carry this on. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for flying all the way from Australia, doing this event, coming on the pod.
No
next year, though, you're already working another tour?
Another tour will be July and August next year.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. You think you'll be around Charlotte? Are you going to do like other?
Yes, obviously.
Okay. Awesome.
Come see you.
I know, right? Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I just want to give you a hug.
Oh, okay.
I love you to death.
Oh, gee.
Thank you.
I'll
see you soon.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, good.
All right. And till next time, get congruent and follow the frequency.